body image after a stem cell transplant. Approximate recording time, 10 minutes. You can skip through the tracks in this recording to find the beginning of each new section. Changes to our bodies are an important part of recovery, but the way we see these changes can mean different things to different people. Here we explore the idea of body image and how it might relate to your mental well-being. What is body image? Our body image is the way we think about and perceive our own physical appearance. It's also about how we think we appear to other people looking at us. When we're feeling low in confidence and self-esteem, it's easy to dwell on the things that we don't like about our bodies. By doing this, we forget the things we like about ourselves and find it hard to accept that we look good.
I did struggle with body image issues. I felt different from my friends. When you're a teenager, you just want to fit in and do the things your friends are doing.
Sonal, who had a stem cell transplant as a child to treat beta thalassemia. How does body image relate to stem cell transplant? After overcoming such huge challenges with your health, you might now feel unhappy with parts of your physical appearance. During your time in hospital and into your recovery, you might not have had much confidence in your health and your body. You might have also found that any slight change, blemish or minor issue felt like a sign of something more serious. Over time, you may have become more in tune with your body and pay lots of attention to how it looks and feels. As your recovery progresses, you'll hopefully feel less scared of something more serious developing. However, you may now have concerns about how your body looks to yourself and others, how well it responds to physical activity, and how people will react when they see you again for the first time.
You lose your identity somewhat, and I definitely felt that by losing my hair, I was stripped of my femininity without having a choice. I struggled with not necessarily body image, but my identity within my body.
Kate, who had a stem cell transplant to treat aplastic anemia. Why has my body changed? You will have experienced many changes to your body during your treatment as well as your recovery. You might have expected some of these changes, but others may have come as a surprise and can feel more difficult to get used to. Some changes to your body are temporary, and many people begin to see improvements as their recovery progresses. For example, you may notice or already have experienced changes to your hair, weight, and skin, such as the following. Most people who have chemotherapy lose their hair shortly after starting the treatment. Then, for all sorts of reasons, from diet to nausea, avoiding weight loss can be difficult during the first few weeks of recovery. Long-term use of steroids can also cause weight gain, which you might have to take to treat graft versus host disease, GVHD. Physical side effects like GVHD might cause your skin to become dry, blotchy, or develop a rash. Some treatments can also cause scarring. If you have any concerns about what's happening to your body, it's important to discuss them with your medical team. They can provide both practical and emotional support.
I had loss of hair, massive weight loss, and I looked quite frail. Friends and family just don't know what to say to you when they see you like that. You look so different to what they've known. But you are still you. I don't think I really prepared myself for the impact of it.
Rob, who had a stem cell transplant. How can I regain my body confidence? It might seem hard to believe, but you'll probably find that people are less interested in your appearance than you might think, especially people you don't know. Try preparing yourself for how people might talk to you. This will help you feel more confident and stay in control of the situation. It will take time to feel like you're getting back to normal. It might seem daunting to imagine seeing people you know and watching them react to how you look. Start off by seeing a few close friends in a place you feel comfortable, then slowly build up to bigger social situations when you feel more confident. Take control of the situation and only talk about things on your terms. If someone asks you questions about your body or physical experience, be upfront and share as much or as little as you'd like. Try to say you aren't comfortable talking about certain things and change the subject to something else. If you feel comfortable making a joke related to your situation, it can often help with awkwardness around certain topics. Some people, especially younger children, might ask inappropriate questions about your appearance at some point. Think about how you might want to respond to strange questions so you feel more in control when it happens. If you experience stress and anxiety because of concerns about your body image, you may benefit from talking to a therapist or counsellor. For more information, visit antonynolan.org/mental health support.
I went into hospital with lots of hats and a wig and planned how I was going to grow my hair back. I took a picture every day at the end of each month after coming out of hospital to measure how much it had grown. I made it my own journey and formed a new relationship and identity with my body to the one I had previously.
Kate, who had a stem cell transplant to treat aplastic anemia. Where can I look for support? With time, a lot of people find they start to feel better about their body image and worry less about it, but there are charities and organisations that can offer more support if you need it. Look Good, Feel Better is a charity that offers a range of support services. You can attend online and in-person beauty tutorials or makeover workshops for people living with the effects of cancer treatment. For more information, visit lookgoodfeelbetter.co.uk. If you or someone in your family decides they'd like to try wearing a wig, the Little Princess Trust provides free wigs to children and young adults. Some hospitals offer wigs free of charge. For more information, visit littleprincesses.org.uk. Big C offers drop-in sessions at their centres to help you experiment with different types of headwear. This includes a support team who can help you with styling. For more information, visit big-c.co.uk. If you're looking for general support with your mental health and well-being, you can find more details by visiting antonynolan.org/mental health support.
Social media was just starting to grow, and it puts so much pressure on girls to look a certain way and be a certain way. I've worked through it now and embrace my individuality, but at the time, it was hard.
Sonal, who had a stem cell transplant as a child to treat beta thalassemia.